ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तत्त्वचायम् उदीरयेत् नास्तप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमाश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 10, text number 26. Aho alam shakyatamam yatoho kuram. Aho alam punyatamam mado vanam yat esha pumsam vishabaha shriyaha patihi swajamana chankramanena chanchati. Aho alam shagya manam yado bu akulam. Aho alam punyatmanam mado vanam. Yadesha pumsam vishabha shri chapati. Swacha mana chankra manena chanchati. Aho alam shagyat tamam yado kunam. Aho alam punyatamam mado vanam. Yadesha pumsam rishabha shri yapati. Swacha mana chankra manena chanchati. Aho alam shagyatamam yadokunam. Aho alam punyatamam mado vanam. Edesham yadesham pumsar vishabhashri apati. Swajamanan chankra manena chanchati. Aho anam punyatmam mado vanam. Sajamana chantra manena chanchati. Aho anam punyatmam mado vanam. Yadesha pumsa vishabhashriya chakmi. Sajamara chankram manena chanchati. Sajamana Chankram Mataji's. Aho, O, Alam, Verdini, Shakya Tamam, supremely glorified. Yadoho of King Yadu, Kulam Dynasty, Aho, O, Alam, Verdiri, Punya Tamam, supremely virtuous, Madhavanam, the land of Mathura, Yat, because, Eshaha, this, Pumsam of all the living beings, Vishabaha, supreme leader, Shriyaha of the goddess of fortune, Patihi, husband, Swajamana by his appearance, Chankramanena by clothing. Cha Anchati, glorious. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Oh, how supremely glorified is the dynasty of King Yadu, and how virtuous is the land of Mathura. Were the supreme leader of all living beings, the husband of the goddess of fortune, has taken his birth and wandered in his childhood. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna has expressively given a description of his transcendental appearance, disappearance, and activities. The Lord appears in a particular family of place by his inconceivable potency. He does not take his birth as a conditioned soul quits his body and accepts another body. His birth is like the appearance and disappearance of the sun. The sun arises on the eastern horizon, but that doesn't mean that the eastern horizon is the parent of the sun. The sun is existent in every part of the solar system, but he becomes visible at a scheduled time and so also becomes invisible at another scheduled time. Similarly, the Lord appears in this universe like the sun and again leaves our sight at another time. He exists at all times and at every place, but by his causeless mercy, when he appears before us, we take it for granted that he has taken his birth. Anyone who can understand this truth in terms of the statements of the revealed scriptures certainly becomes liberated just after quitting the present body. Liberation is obtainable after many births and after great endeavor in patience and perseverance, in knowledge and renunciation. But simply by knowing in truth about Lord's transcendental birth and activities, one can get liberation at once. That is the verdict of the Bhagavad Gita. But those who are in the darkness of ignorance conclude that the Lord's birth and activities in the material world are similar to those of the ordinary living being. Such imperfect conclusion cannot give anyone liberation. His birth, therefore, in the family of King Yadu as the son of King Vasudeva, and his transfer into the family of Nanda Maharaj in the land of Mathura are all transcendental arrangements made by the internal potency of the Lord. The fortunes of the Yadu dynasty and that of the inhabitants of the land of Mathura cannot be materially estimated. If simply by knowing the transcendental nature of the birth and activities of the Lord, one can get liberation easily, we can just imagine what is the store for those who actually enjoyed the company of the Lord in person, as a family member, or as a neighbor. All those who were fortunate enough to associate with the Lord, the husband of the goddess of fortune, certainly obtained something more than what is known as liberation. Therefore, rightly, the dynasty and the land are both ever glorious by the grace of the Lord. Translation again. How supremely glorified is the dynasty of King Yadu, and how virtuous is the land of Mathura, where the supreme leader of all living beings, the husband of the goddess of fortune, has taken his birth and wandered in his childhood. Om Agyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksu Uminitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Vtare Srimadi Tamal Krishna Goswami Dinamine. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Vtare Srimadi Bhaktivedanta Swami Dinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Golavani Prachanine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschadide Shatanine. So in the purport Srila Prabhupada has made a very nice explanation about Krishna's appearance, disappearance, and his activities. Prabhupada, he said, the Lord appears in a particular family or place by his inconceivable potency. He does not take his birth as a conditioned soul, quit his body, and accepts another body. Actually, in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number 6, it is described why Lord Krishna's appearance is transcendental. It is said here, Ajyopisam avyatma bhutanam ishvaro pisam prakritin svam adishtaya sambhavami atma mayaya. Krishna says, although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all living entities, by my internal energy, I still appear in early millennium in my original transcendental form. You know, Srila Prabhupada, he explained very nicely in the purport that why the Lord, you know, appear in his original transcendental form. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he says, the Lord has spoken about the peculiarity of his birth. Although he may appear like an ordinary person, he remembers everything of his many, many past births. Whereas a common man cannot remember what he has done even a few hours before. If someone is asked what he did exactly at the same time one day earlier, it would be very difficult for a common man to answer immediately. He would surely have to judge his memory to recall what he was doing exactly at the same time one day before. And yet, men often their claim to be God or Krishna. One should not be misled by such meaningless claims. Then again, the Lord explained his prakriti or his form. Prakriti means nature, as well as swarupa, or one's own form. The Lord says that he appears in his own body. He does not change his body, as the common living entity change from one body to another. Actually, in the previous verse, Krishna tells Arjuna, because Arjuna was asking Lord Krishna a question, that the sun god Vibhasham is senior by birth to you. How am I to understand that in the beginning you instruct these signs to him? And Krishna answered Arjuna by saying that many, many births both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you cannot, O subduer of the enemy. Why is like that? Prabhupada said very clearly here, because the Lord, when he appeared in this world, he doesn't change his body. Whereas the conditioned soul, the common living entity, you know, he has to change body one another. Prabhupada, he continued explained by saying the conditioned soul may have one kind of body in the present birth, but he has a different body in the next birth. Actually, the scientists say that even in this birth, our body is changing every 8 years. The soul of our body is changing every 8 years, right? But not the brain cell. So, also the brain cell, huh? Really, huh? So that means we are different person. Our body is different now than 8 years ago, like that. Yeah, the body is actually always changing, but we are the same person. Yeah, we are the same person. It is not because that our body has changed and we have become another person. No. Because the spirit soul is not changing. Yeah. So in the material world, the living entity has no fixed body, but transmigrates from one body to another. The Lord, however, does not do so. Whenever he appears, he does so in the same original body by his internal potency. In other words, Krishna appears in this material world in his original eternal form, with two hands holding the fruit. He appears exactly in his eternal body, uncontaminated by the material world. Although he appears in the same transcendental body and is Lord of the universe, it still appears that he takes his birth like an ordinary living entity. And although his body does not deteriorate like a material body, it still appears that Lord Krishna grows from childhood to boyhood and from boyhood to youth. Yeah. But astonishingly enough, he never ages beyond youth. And Srila Prabhupada, he explained why Lord Krishna never ages beyond youth. Prabhupada, he said, at the time of the battle of Kurukshetra, he had many grandchildren at home. Or, in other words, he had sufficiently aged by material calculation. So I heard that at the battle of Kurukshetra, Lord Krishna, his age is already was already 125, right? 125. What's that? Okay. 80 something, huh? Okay, thank you. So, like Srila Prabhupada said here, at that time he had many grandchildren at home, or in other words, he had sufficiently aged by material calculation. Still, he looked just like a young man, 20 or 25 years old. It's called Navayovana, because the spirit soul is ever useful, Navayovana. Yeah. We never see a picture of Krishna in old age because he never grows old like us. Although he is the oldest person in the whole creation, past, present, and future. Neither his body nor his intelligence ever deteriorates or changes. Therefore, it is clear that in spite of his being in the material world, he is the same unborn eternal form of bliss and knowledge, changeless in his transcendental body and intelligence. Yeah. Factually, his appearance and the disappearance are like the sun's rising. Again, Prabhupada, he was mentioning Krishna's appearance and disappearance are just like the sun's rising, moving before us, and then disappearing from our eyesight. When the sun is in our sight, we think that the sun has. When the sun is out of sight, we think that the sun is set. And when the sun is before our eyes, we think that the sun is on the horizon. Actually, the sun is always in its fixed position. But owing to our defective, insufficient senses, we calculate the appearance and disappearance of the sun in the sky. And because Lord Krishna's appearance and disappearance are completely different from that of any ordinary common living entity, it is evident that he is eternal, blissful knowledge by his internal potency. And he is never contaminated by material nature. So the Vedas also confirm that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is unborn, yet he still appears to take his birth in multi manifestations. The Vedic supplementary literature also confirm that even though the Lord appears to be taking his birth, he is still without changing his body. So that's and then Srila Prabhupada explained in today's purport, he was saying anyone who knows Krishna's appearance and the disappearance and activities are transcendental, then immediately they will get liberation. Just like in the ninth verse of the same chapter here, it is said, Jamakama chamitivyam evam yovati tatvataha tyaktvam deham punajamam naitimam etisho Arjuna. Here Krishna tells Arjuna that one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. So it looks like going back to Godhead is not that difficult thing. It's actually quite a simple thing. We just need to know that Krishna's, you know, appearance and activities, they are all transcendental. They are not mundane activities like the conditioned soul of us, like us. Another very interesting point in the purport, today's purport, is Srila Prabhupada, he was saying that the fortunes of the Yadu dynasty and that of the inhabitants of the land of Mathura cannot be materially estimated. Yeah. See, in this material world, people generally think if one gets lots of money, then he's a very fortunate man. And if one gets a very beautiful wife, then he is considered a very fortunate man. And or if one becomes a famous movie star, then people will think that he's a very good, fortunate man. But actually, from the Shastra, we understand that all those material possessions will not save us from the birth, death, old age, and disease. Like in the early chapter, Queen Kunti, she was praying to Lord Krishna, saying that Jamashvarya Shruta Shibir Edamana Madapumam Naiva Hatya Bidatumvai Tamakinchana Gochana. You know, Queen Kunti, she was saying that, my lord, your lordship can easily be approached but only by those who are materially exhausted. One who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve himself with respectable parentage, great opulence, high education, and bodily beauty, cannot approach you with sincere feeling. So, in other words, material opulence, great parentage, bodily beauty, or high education is actually a obstacles on our path of spiritual life, actually. Because all those material possessions will not save us from repeated birth and death. And actually, in the previous verse, Queen Kunti, she was also praying the calamities happen again and again. She was praying, Vipata Santu Tasaswa Tacha Tacha Jagaguru Bhavato Dashana Yasya Apuna Bhava Dashana. Queen Kunti, she was praying, I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again, so that we could see you again and again. For seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated birth and death. So, from here we clearly understand that a great devotee of the Lord, he will never pray for material benefits. Because any material benefits will not save us from the repetition of birth and death. Like Srila Prabhupada, he used to say, we come to this material world with empty-handed, and we have to leave this material world with empty-handed. Right? So the only thing that will save us is actually the lotus feet of Krishna. If we can remember Lord Krishna at the time of death, then we will attain Lord Krishna for sure. And that's why Srila Prabhupada, he was saying that the Yadu dynasties and the inhabitants of Mathura, they are so fortunate because they are always in touch with Krishna. They are always seeing Krishna, remembering Krishna. You know, and that is the perfection of the life. So I will just stop here. Is anyone has any questions and comments? Yes, Ananda Kiranabram.
You were reading that verse from chapter 4, text 6.
Right.
And Krishna says he appears in every millennium.
Right.
I think a millennium means every million years, right? But so Krishna appears every million years because we know that he comes every yuga.
Right.
So there's more than a million years in each, in the other three yugas. So how do we understand that?
So basically you're asking how long is that millennium?
Yeah.
Right? Actually, I have no idea. but Krishna will appear in four yugas, in different yugas, right? We know that.
So when he says millennium, does that mean yuga?
I guess so. But is anybody has any insight about this?
Millennium is 1,000 years, so that's even more far out.
Yes, Prabhu. Uh-huh. What's that?
Like, if we look at the Sanskrit translation, it says yuge yuge.
Yuge yuge, yes.
So, Prabhupada translates it as millennium, but it is actually yuga.
It's actually yuga, huh? Thank you. Oh, you have another question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in the purport to that same verse,
uh-huh.
It also said that Krishna, when he was on the battlefield, the Kurukshetra, he looked no older than 20 or 25.
Right, right.
But I've also read somewhere or heard somewhere a couple times that he doesn't age looking past 16 years of age.
So I also read that too, you know. But 16, 25, 20, 25 is not much difference, you see.
Because I'm 25 right now, but I looked way different when I was 16.
It's actually not much difference, you know. But whether 16, 20, 25 means useful, yeah, not old. That's basically the idea. Okay. Oh, yes, Yoga Mahaprabhu.
Okay, we're told to remember Krishna at the time of death. What if we remember Srila Prabhupada at the time of death? Is there equivalence in, if we haven't attained the state of consciousness to remember Krishna as well as we have being devotees of Prabhupada? Things like that.
That's the same thing. Like when I was preparing the class yesterday night, Ananda Kiran Babi was saying, actually ISKCON is none different than Krishna. So, and Srila Prabhupada, he created ISKCON. So remembering Krishna, remembering Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON is none different than remembering Krishna.
Thank you.
You will surely go back to Godhead.
Thank you.
Jai, so we will stop here. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai. Haribu. Right. Right. Thank you, Prabhu.